720 WGN. Mike Steven filling in for Justin Kaufman here on The Download. Thanks for joining us tonight. Coming up at 11 o'clock, Patty Vasquez is here live in the Allstate Showcase studio. You know, one of the really just one of the best places in Chicago, Ravenswood. What a great neighborhood. Lots going on in Ravenswood. In fact, coming up 1 week from this Saturday, so if you don't want to do math, I will tell you, it is Saturday, June 25th. It's the first Ravenswood on Tap Festival, featuring 10 neighborhood breweries and distilleries. And it's happening, you guessed it, in Ravenswood. And I'm so clever. The executive director of the Ravenswood Chamber of Commerce is Megan Bunamovich. I'm saying that right?
Yes.
It's been a long day. And Kevin Carey is the owner of Beguile Brewery. Good to see you again, man.
Good to see you too.
And Megan, good to see you again. So here's another fun fact. I went to high school with Megan. This has been like an hour of people that I've gone to high school with, and it just worked out that way. So this first ever Ravenswood on Tap Festival.
Yes.
Tell us about how this started. So you're the executive director of the Chamber of Commerce. How did this whole thing come together?
Ravenswood is home to a large amount of breweries and distilleries. It's unique to the rest of the city in that it has an industrial corridor surrounded by residents. So a lot of these breweries have tap rooms and can open up to the community. And it has never been showcased in a street festival, just purely Ravenswood breweries. They usually go to big festivals that Kevin can talk about. But this is our home and showing what we can do in Ravenswood that's special and unique.
That's really cool. So, yeah, I mean, you think about like the amount, first of all, of just art and creativity that's in Ravenswood. And a lot of times you see that maybe sent elsewhere outside of Ravenswood. But especially like with Kevin, with what we're talking about here with craft brewing, I mean, Ravenswood, it's like where it's at right now.
Yeah, it's a pretty great time to be in Ravenswood. We've got a lot of breweries, new breweries opening up. Just this last weekend, we had some neighbors open a brewery called Dovetail. I'm not sure. I don't think they're in this event yet, but
I don't think they have enough to be in the event yet.
Yeah, but it's pretty cool because it's at this point, it's literally across the street from us. So, you know, over the last couple of years, there's been quite a few breweries that have opened. Half Acre was kind of one of the first that settled the North Center Ravenswood area. We've been there for about 4.5 years, and the growth has just been pretty cool. When I moved to the city, I'm actually from Michigan originally, but when I moved to the city, there was only 5 breweries in Chicago.
Wow,
now we're upwards,
Chicago.
Yeah, in Chicago alone, and now we're upwards of 60.
And
with
crazy
10 in our
we
neighborhood,
we have at least 10.
At least 10, yeah.
In Ravenswood.
Yeah.
I mean, I know I've been to Beguile, I've been to Koval Distillery. It's awesome. And it's funny because Ravenswood, you know, when you first get into Ravenswood, it seems very residential. And you don't sort of see all the stuff that's, I think, is kind of tucked away, which is, I love it. Like, it's a great little, like, surprise around every corner. You've got these small businesses and eateries and distilleries and breweries, and it's just all bustling. And like you said, Megan, it's all, like, right by each other.
Yeah, you can walk to all of them. You can do a little tour yourself. I think it's like a 2-mile radius that they're...
Yeah, the Ravenswood Industrial Corridor stretches for about 1.5 miles, give or take a few feet. But from, you know, the north to Foster all the way down south to Irving Park, Addison. And we've heard of a lot of people that are now kind of doing what it's kind of like the unofficial Ravenswood Trail, I guess. They'll start in the north and work their way down, finishing at Beguile or starting, depending on which way they go. But it's funny to hear that people are already doing that, kind of making it up on their own, like, hey, I know that I can go to this neighborhood and I can walk to 4 or 5 different breweries in, you know, a couple hours. It's something that I do when I travel to other cities, you know, when I go visit big cities or even small cities like Midwest cities that have a lot of breweries like Grand Rapids. You can literally just walk from brewery to brewery without having to worry about transportation, things like that. You know, we're pretty fortunate to be right off the Brown Line.
And I feel like the divvies help. You can do a divvy tour.
Oh, yeah.
Get a lot of bikes.
That's very helpful. RavenswoodChicago.org is the website. And we'll take a quick break, but I do want to mention this again. Saturday, June 25th, it's the first Ravenswood on Tap Festival, and featuring 10 neighborhood breweries and distilleries. We'll talk more about it after this quick break. By the way, what have you poured me here?
We are drinking the Beguile Blonde Ale. It's our American Blonde Ale. It's about 5.4% ABV.
Tasty.
Yeah, really nice, light, dry, finishes dry. This is actually our most popular beer, both in the tap room and through distribution.
I see it all the time in the Binnies.
In the Binnies. It's in the Binnies. It's in the Trader Joe's, the Whole Foods, and all those places. I hope that my business school professors, they're excited about that, you know, cracking the Whole Foods.
There you go. There you go. All right. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. We'll talk more about what's happening in Ravenswood because this sounds like it's going to be a great time. Stay tuned. Mike Steven in for Justin Kaufman here on 720 WGN. 720 WGN. Mike Steven in for Justin Kaufman here on The Download coming up at 11. Patty Vasquez and just trying to figure out here, Megan... What year you graduated? Your sister, it's like a little high school reunion here. Megan Budimovich is the executive director of the Ravenswood Chamber of Commerce. Kevin Carey is the owner of Beguile Brewing in Ravenswood, and this event that we have been talking about is the first Ravenswood on Tap Festival. Coming up Saturday, June 25th, and this is happening from 3 to 9 p.m., rain or shine. Tell us all who's involved, Megan, in this event.
Sure. So we have Andersonville Brewing, Aquanaut Brewing, Band of Bohemia, Beguile Brewing, Dovetail Brewery, Empirical, Half Acre, Koval, Metropolitan, and Spiteful Brewing.
So just a few.
So Dovetail is in there.
That's awesome. Their lager.
It's top notch. Stuff is amazing.
But see, and here's the great thing. You know, I love to hear when you get a craft brewer who can really appreciate someone else's work, because that's the one thing, you know, now Chicago has this reputation of being like the craft brewing sort of hub, and people will always say like, oh, a lot of craft breweries in Chicago, how can they all stay in business? And it's really, I think, and Kevin right there, the case in point, I mean, that's a good thing that there are so many breweries, aren't there?
Absolutely. You know, we touched on it a little bit before about this kind of clustering idea. You know, the tap room is such a vital part of brewery being successful. The tap room is where you can really connect with your customers. We've had a retail store for about 2.5 years now, and it wasn't until we actually were able to get out there, or not really get out there, they were coming to us, and you have, you know, it's almost like they're there to listen to your spiel, to hear the story, and the consumers who are drinking craft beer, and there's new consumers all the time coming to craft beer, especially in Chicago here. And, you know, they have so many questions and they're excited to meet the brewers. You know, if you come in on a Friday afternoon, our brewer Liz and Jason, you know, you might catch them in the tap room and be able to say, hey, you know, I love this new beer that you made. You know, they're really creative people, and they're basically, you know, to me, they're like chefs. And, you know, when you get to meet the chef that makes, you know, that great steak that you had, or, you know, we're in a culinary city like Chicago, brewers carry that kind of same weight. And so it's cool to see people to interact with, you know, the people who are making their products.
Yeah.
You know, that's something that our generation kind of, we didn't get to see that.
Right. And there's some respect for that, which I think is wonderful. Back to Ravenswood, Megan, right now, what are you excited about? Obviously, this Ravenswood on Tap Festival happening June 25th, but what are you most excited about in Ravenswood right now? Like, what's going on? It could be anything, the vibe, anything.
I mean, I feel like Ravenswood is on the cusp of something huge. There's a lot of pressure from all sides for it to kind of blow up. And that's exciting, but there's some risks and disadvantages to that happening. And as a Chamber of Commerce, we have to be very conscientious of all of the decisions we're making, whether it's zoning changes for more manufacturing, less manufacturing. And it's good and it's exciting and it's a big problem and a good problem to have, but it's something that's going to take a lot of energy, a lot of stakeholders around the table, and a lot of large discussions about what we want for our neighborhood.
Yeah, I mean, those are really important questions, and ones that we might not often think about just if we're going about our daily business in Ravenswood, but like zoning changes and making sure that certain businesses have the opportunity to come in, and, you know, what kind of businesses do we want? What kind of vibe do we want? That's all the things that you're thinking about in Ravenswood. And really, I think, I mean, so far it's been a pretty good job.
Yeah.
Because people are going there, which is a phenomenal. Again, Saturday, June 25th. That is, what was that? Okay, cool. Saturday, June 25th, something's breaking. 10 neighborhood breweries and distilleries. It is the first Ravenswood on Tap Festival, 3 to 9 p.m., rain or shine. Where exactly do we go for this?
Ravenswood and Foster.
Ravenswood and Foster.
West side of the tracks.
Okay, awesome. That is June 25th. It's a Saturday. Kevin, if we want to go to Beguile, how do we get to Beguile?
There are many ways.
Okay.
We have several Divvy stations nearby.
All right.
So get those.
I guess the question should be, where do we go?
Oh, where do you go specifically?
Well, you can walk.
Yeah. Don't park. Don't park on our street.
Don't
permit parking.
That's not good.
But yeah, we're at 1800 West Kyler Avenue, Chicago, Illinois, 60613.
Website?
Not a very good website, but www.beguilebrewing.com.
How do you spell that?
Beguile brewing.com. New website coming soon.
All right. Well, at least you're honest.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Hey, you got to spend money in other places.
There you go. Before we get out of here, what is this situation?
You are drinking Band of Bohemia's Guava Pink Peppercorn Rye. What do you think about that?
It is different. It's good. I mean, wow. I don't know. I mean, I like it.
It's smooth.
It's good when I'm on the radio and I don't even know how to describe this. That's what it is.
Would you like to hear their description?
Sure.
It is funky tropical guava mingles with spicy floral pink peppercorns. Add a touch of rye malt to mingle with the spice, and viva la Caribbean.
That's what I was tasting. Viva la Caribbean. Hey, guys, thank you so much for coming by. Again, everyone should go to the Ravenswood on Tap Festival. I guess if you're of age, you should go.
21
and up. We do have a children's corner.
Okay.
Just
saying,
parents.
For the families.
Yeah.
That's important. It's the first Ravenswood on Tap Festival. It's Saturday, June 25th, 3 to 9 p.m., rain or shine. RavenswoodChicago.org is the website. 10 great neighborhood breweries and distilleries. Guys, thanks so much for coming by. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having
us. You got it. Stay tuned. Patty Vasquez coming up next right here on 720 WGN.